Track 1. Welcome to the Home Study course, sponsored by the Healthcare Training Institute, homestudycredit.com. This course is entitled HIV Volume 1, Therapeutic Strategies for Guilt, Uncertainty, and Taking Control. Our primary intent for this home study course is to provide quality education to foster your professional growth. The Institute has provided quality education since 1979. Hi, my name is Jared Baxter. I will be the narrator of this CD set. We appreciate that you have chosen us as a vehicle for you to earn your continuing education credit. The purpose of this course is to assist you in increasing your knowledge regarding how to treat patients, clients, etc., who are learning to live with HIV. As each case study is given, if the concepts seem to be applicable to your situation, I encourage you to turn your CD player off and make a few notes regarding the application of the principle to your setting. However, these notes are for your purposes only and are not to be sent to the Institute. Also, each track is very content dense, so feel free to replay the track to review the content either for your own purposes, or if you feel appropriate, play the track in an individual or group session for client education. Also, permission is granted to reproduce this CD. We encourage you to duplicate and give copies of this CD to colleagues, clients, etc., as you deem appropriate. We feel the information on our CDs is valuable. Thus, we have an interest in distributing CDs in as many ways as possible to benefit the greatest number of people who have a need and are receptive to this practical information. The questions in your answer booklet are sequential and deal with the section of content that preceded them. For this reason, to facilitate the answering of each question, you might read the question from the answer booklet prior to listening to that track. By knowing what the question is ahead of time, you will then know the content to listen for that contains the answer. So, just a hint, after you write down the answer to a question in your answer booklet, read on to the next question in order to give you a heads up to listen for the content that contains the answer to the next question. Merely write the correct letter in the corresponding blank line in your answer booklet. Each answer is only used once. Keep in mind, there is nothing tricky or hard about these questions. They're merely intended to verify the playing of this CD. For the purpose of brevity, most generally, I will use the term therapist or mental health professional. However, don't let these terms deter you from applying the concepts to your situations. When you hear the word therapists, if your job title is social worker, psychologist, marriage and family therapist, mental health counselor, professional counselor, resident director, program assistant, etc., merely substitute the appropriate term that is the most meaningful to you. In short, don't let my use of the term therapists cognitively set you off track from hearing the content because your job title is school counselor, for example. I will also use the term client for the purposes of brevity. However, if you deal with patients, residents, students, consumers, etc., transpose client for the term that is the most meaningful to you in your work setting. On this CD set, we will discuss such topics as managing emotions, disclosure strategies, dating and sex, immune enhancement via emotional healing, understanding discrimination, and taking control. So let's get started. On the rest of this track and the next track, we will discuss managing emotions. Clearly, your HIV-positive client may be emotionally upset in some of the ways as Chad. Some of the emotions Chad, age 28, experienced were anger, depression, fear, guilt, and uncertainty. Chad had contracted HIV through anal sex with another man. The reasons for Chad's emotions were clear to me without much explanation. As you listen to this track, consider how traditional emotional management techniques can be changed to apply to HIV-positive clients. The first of several emotions that Chad experienced after learning that he was HIV-positive was anger. As you know, anger is a normal response for many people when faced with a difficult change. Chad stated, "It's not fair. I know people who do the same things I did, and they tested negative. The frustration just keeps building because I see all these people walking around who aren't sick. I know they aren't to blame, but I'm mad enough already without blaming myself." Think of your Chad. Does your HIV-positive client find it easier to feel anger than shame, guilt, resentment, or sadness? I stated to Chad, "Anger may not feel as bad as some other emotions like resentment, guilt, or sadness. You can yell and scream at others, and it somehow becomes someone else's problem." Clearly, anger is a justifiable response to an HIV infection. Chad benefited from allowing himself to be angry, but redirecting his anger became the goal. I stated to Chad, first, try to separate the anger from the erroneous or wrong target. Chad had targeted himself and people that were close to him. Chad stated, I'm not really mad at anyone in particular. I guess I'm actually mad at the disease and the circumstances. Second, Chad found alternative mechanisms to discharge his anger. Clearly, alternatives to angry expressions differ for each client. Some clients benefit from exercise, meditation, or talking to family members and close friends. Chad began jogging initially, but as his HIV progressed, Chad began to tire easily. Chad began a journal in which he could write out his anger. Could your HIV-positive client benefit from an anger journal? What other alternatives could you suggest? The same frustration that led to Chad's anger later led to his second emotional experience, which was depression. Chad stated, HIV is in my dreams. It just festers in my mind and turns to hopelessness. For clients dealing with an HIV infection like Chad, depression, like anger, is a reasonable emotional response. Chad's depression was also caused by the inevitable symptoms of HIV. Chad stated, I have to go to this clinic for treatment, and other people with HIV are there. Man, they are so much worse off than me. It's so depressing to think that I'm going to be one of them one day. To help Chad deal with his depression, I stated, mild depression as a natural response to HIV infection usually runs its course within days or weeks, and then goes away. For some clients, depression goes away without intervention. However, activity can help dispel mild depression. Physical activity, like boating or fishing, works. Also, mental activities like reading or theater can help take the edge off your depression. Think of your Chad. Could activity help your client with depression? I realize this is a common treatment for depression, but sometimes I know I need to be reminded of the obvious. I also asked Chad to consider accomplishing something. I stated, no matter how small, a sense of accomplishment can be a great weapon against depression. One small accomplishment can lead to the hopefulness to embark on the next small accomplishment, and so on until you recover your normal habits of life. Chad later stated, cleaning off a part of a shelf in my closet actually did make me feel better. So tomorrow I'm going to clean another part of that same shelf. Could your HIV client benefit from an increase in accomplishments? If so, what small accomplishment could he or she set? Though using activities and accomplishments to redirect a client's attention away from internal problems and HIV may be sufficient for treating mild depression, your client may experience more severe depression. Obviously, if you diagnose your client as being clinically depressed, the previous techniques may need to be substituted for more aggressive treatment measures such as medication. Would you agree? Also, as you know, if certain medication treatments for HIV or AIDS-related dementia causes your client's depression, changes in dosage or additional medications are available. Does your client experience anger or mild depression as a result of an HIV infection? Could the techniques on this track be adapted to benefit your client in dealing with depression or anger? On this track, we have discussed managing emotions. Two emotions commonly experienced by the HIV-positive clients are anger and depression. On the next track, we will continue our discussion on managing emotions. Three additional emotions we will discuss are fear, guilt, and uncertainty. Question 1. How can an HIV-positive client productively redirect anger?